Good morning. Welcome to Resurrection Church. Will you please stand with me as we read the Word of God? I'll be reading Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. Men recount your wonderful deeds, for I select an appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. The earth and all those who dwell in it melt. It is I who have firmly set its pillars. I said to the boastful, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not raise up the horn. Do not raise up your horn on high, nor speak with insolent pride. For one's rising up does not come from the east, nor from the west, and not from the desert, but God is the judge. He puts down one and rises up another. For a cup is in the hand of Yahweh, and the wine foams. It is full of his mixture, and he pours from this. Surely all of the wicked of the earth must drain and drink down its dregs. But as for me, I will declare it forever. I will sing praises to God of Jacob, and all the horns of the wicked I will cut off, but the horns of the righteous will be raised up.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find his mercy, come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. Down at the foot of the cross, Jesus is waiting, open arms. Oh, for God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well, now I'm walking in freedom. For God so loved the world.
Praise God.
Praise God, and praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him. Praise him for the wonders of his love. Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him for the wonders of his love. His amazing love for God so. The world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
I said the power of hell is forever.
God so loved the world.
possessions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Lord, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that we can come to you anytime with our burdens, Lord, and lay them at your feet. Lord, we praise you for this morning. We declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Would you bless our time together, of worship, of time in your word. Help us to be encouraged by Christ and to learn of him today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, Resurrection Church. I know we have, it's the Sunday after Christmas, which is always, there's people out of town, which a lot of people out of town this week. So it's always one of those, well, not a normal week. So, but how was your Christmas? How was everyone's Christmas? Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. I'm doing an announcement today because Sharon is sick. She's been sick all week. And so pray for her. We were sick the week before and then got better and then she got sick again and she's been in bed with the fever and stuff. So, but we want to pray for her. We also want to pray for the Braswells as they're, as Alicia has been, starting her treatments, her cancer treatments that are, she's doing. And we have some people out of town as well. A couple things by way of announcements. Of course, we have our Connect cards in the back. You can grab one, fill it out. On the back is a prayer request if you want to fill that out. And we usually let people know what's going on throughout the month of our activities. There is a parents' room in the back that you can take or go around the side in the back there. Also, we're going to, if you want to help out with, we have a meal thing going on for the Braswells. You can look at the text and the email to sign up for meals. Again, they're going through a lot, so we want to support them. A couple of things by way of events coming up in January. We have our, resuming our breakfast fellowship. Well, first of all, we have prayer. We're going to start the year off with prayer, which is always good. We are a praying church. January 9th at our house, 6:30 p.m. This will be in person, so come for that. We're going to seek the Lord and honor him. And then January 17th, we'll renew or resume our breakfast fellowship. We had stopped during the holidays. We usually meet once or twice for fellowship and devotional, and I usually do some a theme on that. So that will be starting up. And we'll probably do the youth ministry as well. We have the students will be starting up. Today we're doing a teardown after church. A couple times, maybe once a month, we do a teardown because the school uses it for various camps for the kids, and so that will be today. So if you can help out, that'd be great. And then next Sunday we'll set up. We're usually here about 7:45 in the morning. We get it done, and the website is the best place to find out what's going on or what has gone on as far as sermons and things like that. But the calendar of events always has what's going on. We'll start filling that up for this next year. We do have one major thing coming up in a couple months, which I'm not going to announce yet. It's a friend of ours that's going to be here. Also, in the back are invite cards. We're a small church, so we try our best to let people know about church. And so you can grab a couple of these, give these to your friends. I was at Judy's... her shop that she has, and she has a bunch of these in her back of her store. So anyway, let's stand up and welcome one another in the love of the Lord, and we will continue with our worship this morning.
rejoice in the Lord now and always. Sing it again, we rejoice. Delight in the love he has shown us. Gratefully lift up your voice. His gentleness among us will join our hearts with praise. We gather in his goodness, a family of grace. With each breath he's given, praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord throughout every season. I am sure we have every reason to praise the Lord. Rejoice and be anxious for nothing. Praying for all that you need. Come with a song of thanksgiving. Lay your requests at his feet. His peace will fall upon us to guard our hearts and minds. In Christ who reigns eternal, shepherd of our lives. With each breath he's given, praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord throughout every season. I am sure we have every reason to praise the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Rejoice in the Lord now and always. Tell of the good he has done. Worship the Lord to remember all of the joy yet to come. The hope that burns within us, the dark cannot destroy. With praise that's never ending, we say again, rejoice. With each breath he's given, praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord throughout every season. I am sure we have every reason to praise the Lord. We have every reason to praise.
Thank you, Lord, for every breath that you give us. Every breath is from you. Thank you for the joy that you have given us this morning. We're so grateful to be here to worship you. Jesus, it's all about you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, just to bless your name.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, chanting bird and flowing fountain call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean, depth of happy rest. Thou art Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music lifts us sunward in the triumph song of life.
Is
fill my life. Oh, and fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord.
Come quick
and abide,
or
life is vain. For life is vain. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh, to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, to worship you I live, to worship you I live to worship you. Oh, we worship you, God. Oh, to worship I live as a church to worship you.
I live
to worship you. Oh, that's the desire of our hearts, Lord. We worship you and to worship you. We live to worship you. We live to worship you. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Oh. Thank you for the families that are represented here. Lord, we want to worship you this morning, God, as one church. We thank you, Father. We bring our hearts before you this morning, God. We lift up every Christmas family member that we've seen. Lord, we lift up every mother and father and son and daughter. God, we thank you, Lord. We just declare worship over this church, Lord, that we live to worship you. We live to praise you, God. We live to turn our eyes to you. Every morning, that holy are you, Lord. God, that you are our sustenance, God, each and every day. You are our bread, Lord. You are our life, God. We're so hungry for you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your presence and your peace. That's like food to our souls, God. We turn our hearts to you this morning, Lord. We sing together as church. Oh, you worship you, we live to worship. We live to worship you. One song to the Lord this morning. Oh, to worship you. We live to worship you. We live to worship. The bride of Christ singing out to Jesus. Oh, we say, come, Lord Jesus. And to worship you. We live to worship you. We live to worship you. Each and every day and every morning to worship you. We live to worship you. We live to worship you. Just sing this one more part. Oh, this is my desire to honor you. Oh, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All I have within me, and all I have within me, I give you praise. And I give you praise. Oh, and all that I adore is in you. You're all that I adore, God, and I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul, and I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Have your way in us this morning. We want to give our hearts to you, Lord, a fresh praise this morning, God, to consecrate ourselves to you. We worship you, God, this morning. We consecrate our hearts to you, Lord. Open our hearts to hear your word, Lord. God, I pray for breakthrough in any anxiety today. I just pray for breakthrough by the power of your word, Lord, that you would just anoint the words of John as he speaks, God, that they would minister, because your words are true. Your words are life, Lord. Every time we hear them, they are life. They're life to our soul, Lord. God, help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear what you're saying to us, Lord, in every moment. God, give us the strength and the energy, Lord. Give us the willingness of spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I felt tempted to let you keep going and going. The Lord was leading on that. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. That was wonderful worship. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. God is good, isn't he? He's worthy of our worship and praise, and he's worthy of being glorified. If you have your Bibles, open up to Matthew chapter 11. We had been going through the book of Acts. We took a break for a couple Sundays for Christmas, and then the last Sunday I'm going to do a special sort of a devotional today, and then we'll go back to Acts next week. And we're pretty deep into the book of Acts. We're like in 22 or something, so, but just felt led to do something a little bit different today. Matthew 11. And I'm going to share a very familiar passage and see how the Lord would lead. Matthew 11. And the main focus is on verses 28 through 30. I'm going to start in verse 25 just to kind of give a running start. But Matthew 11. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants," or to the simple or the unlearned. "Yes, Father, for in this way it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." And here in verse 28, we begin with a very familiar passage, familiar to most of us here. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is a familiar passage. "Come to me, all who are weary." And you sang the first song, it started off, "All who are weary, come, all the thirsty." And I was like, I didn't tell Nick about the passage today, but the Lord directed him in that. Familiar text, a comforting text, a text that oftentimes is so familiar we take it for granted and really don't really look into what exactly is Jesus saying here. These are obviously words of hope, words of respite, right? Jesus, he praises the Father that the Lord has revealed himself not to the most educated, and that day was like the Pharisaical, rabbinical people that were so focused on particularities of minutiae of the law, but they had neglected the more important things of the law, like mercy and compassion, right? And so he had, in the chapter before, he had talked about how they had seen Jesus, and Jesus done various miracles in their places, but they missed him. He says, woe to you, Bethsaida and Chorazin, that if the people in Sodom and Gomorrah had saw the miracles you saw, you see, they would have repented, but you guys missed it. And in the section after this, in Matthew 12, the religious leaders were upset because Jesus and his disciples were picking grain and eating them on the Sabbath. Ooh. And the weightiness of the law, the weightiness of keeping the demands, not of the law itself, but of the interpretation of the law, had caused stress and anxiety. It's like, am I doing this right? Am I doing this wrong? What does Rabbi so-and-so say? You know, what? And then you get frozen. Am I, you know? And Jesus is like, no, this is not the way it's supposed to be, right? And the reason I just praying, Lord, about this passage was, okay, it's Christmas time, right? It's our favorite time of the year, but it's also one of the most stressful times of the year. How many of you guys were stressed out about Christmas? Am I, okay, got to get the presents ready. Am I buying the right gifts? We got to go to so-and-so's place. And your calendar's full, and you're running ragged, right? And I'm driving on the street last week. I'm like, oh, just to go to a place where there's nobody around and there's streams and green pastures and just dreaming of, you know, Phoenix is getting so big and so busy and Desert Ridge near where I live is like, you know, crazy traffic, you know, you got to plan. And I'm like, oh, just to find a peaceful place where I can just, that's just what I thought. I was like crawling out for that. And that's the cry of my heart. I'm like, you know, I love spending time with the family. I love spending time with everyone and all the Christmas party. But after all, it's like, oh, I'm getting a little, you know. And Jesus, in Mark 6:31, a different context, Jesus had sent his disciples out to go do a ministry. And they come back, and they're excited, but they're also wiped out. And in Mark 6:31, again, it's not my main text, but the main text is here, Matthew 10 or 11, 28, but it fits what's going on. He says, come away, guys, by yourselves to a secluded place, to a desolate place, and rest a while, right? He says, you guys have been so busy, and the crowds, you haven't had a chance to say, come away by yourself, detach, turn it off, go away by yourself and rest. Why? Because God knows that you and I aren't made to go and go and go and go and go, right? You and I aren't, we're not designed to keep going without taking a break. Okay, the first lesson that God teaches is in Genesis 1 and 2. God creates for 6 days and rests on the seventh, right? It's not because God needed the break. God, who is inexhaustible, who is the source of everything, he doesn't grow tired, he doesn't grow weary, but he knew that we would. And so to set up a pattern for mankind is you work and then you rest. You work, and there's this pattern, 6 days and one day off, 6 days and one. It's called the Sabbath rest, right? Because he knows that we need to charge and refuel, charge and refuel. And sometimes we pretend like we go off and we rest, but then we're still connected, right? We're still, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be resting, but I'm still being burdened by all the things going on in life that I am not really resting. And Jesus is like, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now, we usually stop there. We stop at that. Let's take the whole thing. Let me just break this section into four areas, right? First of all, the invitation. First of all, the invitation, come to me, right? Secondly, the individuals. Who? The individuals, all who are weary and heavy laden. Thirdly, the instruction, take my yoke, right? And learn from me, right? And fourth, the incentive, for I am gentle and humble of heart. That's just real simple, right? The invitation, the individuals, the instruction, the incentive, the invitation is simple. Look at the text. Come, come to me. It's, Jesus doesn't say, work harder. You're working really, really hard, but work harder. You're not doing enough, son. We were at a church visiting a church that does Christmas performances, and it was this, you need to do more for Jesus. And I'm like, you are tiring me out, dude. Do more for Jesus? I am stressed. I am spent. And you, well, you know, Jesus did everything for you. You need to do more for him. Like, no, that's not how it works. Yes, I do want to do more for him, but not the way you're couching it with me, sir. Work, 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 work. And Jesus is like, come to me. He doesn't say, come and work harder. He says, he does not say, do more religious activities. And Jesus is aware that we have limitations. We think we're Superman or Wonder Woman or whoever you're. We're not. Even Superman had kryptonite, right? Jesus' invitation is, it's an invitation, not a for, it's an appeal. Come. Come. You see him. He's calling out to you right now. Come. Come. As if he's saying, you come to me. It's personal, right? You could not come to a program or to all service. It's come to me. There's a personal invitation where your rest is found in Christ himself. It's simple, isn't it, right? Now, the Pharisees and the scribes would have said, well, you got to use this list of things, you know, and don't forget what's. And Jesus is like, just come. Simple. Come as you are. Come as you are to a person. Come to me. To a person, not a set of rules, to a relationship, not a ritual. Jesus doesn't care about your rituals. You may care, but he doesn't care. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you. But you're thinking, but this, but that. No, he just says, come. Again, he begins the chapter by saying, Lord, Father, I thank you that you reveal these things to infants, who were infants. Uneducated, unlearned, helpless, right? Simple. You're kids. You got kids, right? They know, hey, mom, I'm hungry. Where do they go? They go to mom and dad, right? They're not stressing out about all the complexity. I mean, Jesus, you got to become like a little child. We sometimes want to take the stresses that only God are meant to bear, and we want to bear them ourselves. It's an invitation that is personal, come to me. It's an invitation that's exclusive, me only, and inclusive. All who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come. Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 2 or 3, it says, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come. Buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me and listen. That's going to be the instructive part, Jesus says, that you may live and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the mercies shown to David. Or like Jesus says, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. It's an invitation that's personal. It's simple. You notice that, how simple that is? Come as you are. That's the invitation. Now, who does he call? Who are the individuals he call? All who are weary and heavy laden. Is anybody weary and heavy laden here? Oh, yeah. Now, in those days, as I said, he calls those who were weary under the weary and burdened under the requirements of the law. Those who are like, I am doing everything I can and I am just not measuring up. Right? The one who says, be merciful to me, the sinner. I know I'm a sinner. I'm not like this other guy who's, well, he's got it all put together. He knows he's got it all. He's got it all. He's doing it right and I'm messing up and I don't even deserve to be in your presence, God. And God says, I'm calling that person. Because the weary and the heavy laden are the only ones who are going to hear his call, aren't they? The one who's so focused on how proud they are, how good they are, how wonderful they are, they don't have a need for God. They think God needs them. Oh, God is so, he is so privileged to have me on his team, you know? No, the weary and the heavy laden, those are the ones, the weary are the ones who have worked so hard to the point of exhaustion. It's a word that's used in John 4 where Jesus comes to Samaria. He comes to the well in Samaria and it says he is weary from his journey. He's exhausted. Some of us are just weary from the journey, right? We have worked, we have tarried. It's the weariness. And some are just weary of just trying to try harder. Work, 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 do, do, do. And they're weary. You know how hard it is to how some people as Christians, some of us try to keep up with appearances? Let's get real, okay? Because you come to church, if you're at church, or you go around to Christians, and you act a certain way, you look a certain way, you perform a certain way, and you get to your car and you're like, oh, now I can be real. Now you decompress, you go home and you watch football like the rest of us, right? And we're trying hard to look a certain way, but not realizing we are still sheep. The difference, though, is if you have Christ as your Savior, he's now your shepherd. And the shepherd knows his sheep, and he knows the sheep don't always look right. They don't always smell right. They're not always clean. They're not always healthy. So guess what? He's not shocked. He says, let me clean you up here. Hey, like our little dog, Ava, she has a little, she always gets the things in her eyes, the little black stuff in your eyes. How many of you guys have dogs? The little ones that get the, and so, my son and my wife, they clean out her stuff, they take care of you. That's how the Lord is with us. But many of us are so worked up and so weary with keeping up a presentation that we want people to think a certain way about us and think we have it all together, but we're weary with keeping up there. Am I speaking to anyone here? Or am I just talking too fast? Let me slow down. Weary. Listen, we're going to be real here, right? Jesus has come. You come. Put the mask down, put the presentation down, just come as you are. Come, the weary, we know what weariness is. Some of us have been weary from sin. We're weary from sin, weary from a guilty conscience, and Jesus has come. Some of us are weary because we've made bad choices in life. We've gone the wrong roads, and we are exhausted with those where that road has led. And we're exhausted and weary, and the Lord says, you come. Right? It's not the healthy who need a doctor, Jesus says. It's the sick. And it's the weary who are the ones who are here, Jesus. No wonder Jesus says in Matthew 5, he goes, blessed are the poor in spirit. Those are the weary and heavy laden. Because the weary and heavy laden know that they need help, right? And Jesus is the one who supplies the help. Come, weary and heavy laden. The heavy laden, the word there means to carry a load. And the Greek indicates it's something or somebody who has been given a heavy load and they've been carrying it for some time. They've been under the burden for some time, and they're starting to buckle under that load. And Jesus has come. You were here weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. those who are burdened with the effects of sin, those who are burdened with fear and anxiety and depression, of guilt, regret, going back to the past they can't undo. Some are there, burdened under there. Some are burdened with perfectionism because they're trying to do it all right, and they're tired and weary and burdened with carrying that load, and Jesus has come. And some are just burdened with life, financial burdens. Okay, let's just be real here. Things are expensive. You work hard, you work overtime, your husband works, and he had to go to the hospital. Now you got a huge bill that the insurance will cover. Now you got this financial burden. Like, Lord, where's this? I'm burdened. Jesus has come. All kinds of burdens that we wear. But Jesus calls, he invites us, and he invites those who are weary. And it's the weary who will respond. They're the ones who says, wait, did somebody say they're going to help me out here? Did somebody say, wait, I'm carrying this load. Did I hear somebody says, come, I'll help you out? What? You mean, are you being serious, Jesus? And Jesus says, yes. Now, he says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. That's the invitation, come. The individuals, the weary, the heavy laden, those who are weighed under obligations. Many times obligations that we put in ourselves. How many of you guys are perfectionists? How many of you guys are perfectionists? That's a burden that we place on ourselves, isn't it? Because we're worried about how we're going to look before people. We also are worried that we're not going to do it right for God. We want to do it right. We want to do something good, and we want to do it right. But then it becomes so difficult because we are trying our best, and we're burdened with that. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not supposed to care about things. Obviously, we're supposed to care. But there's that burden. Some of us have a hard time saying no to things. Some of us have a hard time saying no. One of my best friends, all he does is say yes to things. I'm like, dude, you're gonna run your, you're gonna wear yourself out. Or we're always connected, wanting to know, be in the know, but that's weary. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary. Whatever the burden." What are the things that's written? And I will give you rest. Here's the instruction. Watch this. Well, this is something that I was reading this. Again, I'm familiar with this text, but now I'm looking deeper. I'm like, wait, there's something here I haven't seen before. Watch this. Do you know that there's two kinds of rest that Jesus mentions in this text? Watch this. Come to me, all who are weary. Look at verse 28. Look at me. Look with me at verse 28. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's one kind of rest. That is rest that is received. That is rest that is given. I will give you rest. Right? That's the rest of when you come to Christ for the first time, you get rest from being at war with God. Now you're in line with God. You're anxiety against now, now you're peace with God. That's a kind of rest. That there's a rest for those who accepted the terms of peace, right, through Christ. Come to me, all who are heavy, and I will give you rest. We know in Scripture there's all kinds of rest. You know, the Sabbath rest, as we talked about. But this is a spiritual rest of rest that your war with God has been ended. Okay, that's one kind of rest. And Jesus is calling those, maybe for the first time, to come to him to enter into that rest. Right? And we know that in heaven there's a future rest for our souls in heaven. Revelation 6:11 and Revelation 4:13. 6:11 says that there was given to each of them a white robe. They were told they should rest a little while longer. So in heaven, we're looking for... But then, not only is the rest that's received... Watch this. He says, I will give you rest as a gift. But there's another kind of rest that's mentioned in the next verse. Watch the verse afterwards, verse 29. And this is the instruction. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will what? You'll find rest for your souls. That's the rest of discovery. One is the rest that's given at salvation. The other was rest that's discovered in your walk with Christ. This is the experiential rest. Now let's look at the instruction. Go back, verse 29. First was the invitation, come to me. Secondly was the individuals, all who are weary and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Well, now, what does that mean? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. What does that mean? Where are you going? I like the rest part, you know. Doesn't rest mean that you just do nothing? Well, okay, yeah, I'm being your Sabbath rest, yes. But in life, let's just be real. We can't just sit around doing nothing. Let's just be real, right? But what does Jesus mean by this? Take my yoke? What's a yoke? Well, there's two kinds of yokes. One is a human kind where there's this wooden thing that fits around your shoulders, and you've seen the servants in the old movies where they're carrying pails of water, right? They're going to the well, and they're carrying the pails of water. It's meant to enable you to carry more, right? And maybe take the load a little bit. Okay, that's one kind. But I think what Jesus referred to is the kind that's used with oxen. So you had two oxen who would be joined together by a yoke, and they would pull a load. Okay? And they would plow the field, and they would pull something. And Jesus is saying, take my yoke. Wait, I thought you were supposed to take my burdens, Lord. Now you're giving me more burdens? No, hold on. Take my yoke and learn from me. What does that mean? When you were to take a yoke, that means you came under the support and strength of the yoke. In other words, Christ supplies that yoke. It means you're under Christ's submission, under his leadership, under his lordship. And you're walking with Christ. You see the scene? Not two oxen, now it's you and Jesus. Where instead of it was you by yourself pulling a load you can't manage, now it's you with Jesus. But the load isn't heavy because he bears the burden of the load. Come under my submission, come under submission to me. That means walk with me. Okay, that's discipleship. Walk with me. I'm going to supply the strength that you will need. I'm going to take your burden, but I'm going to give you the strength. So here's the thing. Jesus is not calling us to inactivity. He's not calling us to a life of just sitting around watching Netflix all day and doing nothing. No, things have to get done, right? But things have to get done in his way, with his strength that he supplies at his direction, right? What he's talking about here, he's inviting, come to me for the first time, who were weary and heavy laden, and then take my yoke. Learn of me, be my disciple, walk with me. It's the same thing. Jesus says, come after me, right? Come, follow me. Does that make sense? So that still means there's still work that God gives to us, right? Work is not bad. Adam was given a job. Before the fall, Adam's job was take care of the garden. Adam delighted in that job. It's work that's in the fallen world and with our own supply and strength that brings weariness. You notice how there's times God has given you strength to do various things and handle all kinds of things. You're like, I don't know how that happened. That was the Lord. As you follow the Lord and walk with him and you walk the roads of righteousness, it doesn't mean you're not going to face difficult seasons in life. But it means that Christ will be the supply of your strength to walk through those. Does it make sense? He says, take my yoke and learn from me. And that means to surrender your life to him, to walk with him as you're walking. So instead of two oxen, it's you and Jesus. And you're carrying, you have this yoke with Jesus, but he's actually bearing the load. And he's leading you. And the idea is you have two oxen. One's a young one and one's a seasoned one. And the young one would learn from the seasoned oxen. Here's how you step this way. Here's how you. And so what it is, it's a call for Christ to, yes, bear your burdens, but for also Christ to teach you how to depend on him, how to rely on him, how to come to me, to look to him. No doubt we're going to be doing work in heaven, but it's a work that is delightful, not dreadful. It's a work that is invigorating, not draining. I mean, how many guys love your work? You enjoy it, right? I mean, think about this. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Jesus says, take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Learn from me. That's the instruction. Now the incentive. I am gentle and humble of heart. Think about that. Christ is not harsh. Christ is not demanding. Christ is tender. Sometimes we think God has been hard. It was like, oh, God was, you know, he really just yelled at me today. I'm like, no, that wasn't God. Jesus is tender and humble. He's the one who, in Matthew 5:5, is blessed are the gentle, the meek. The meek, that's Christ. He's gentle. He's humble. He's safe. Let's just put it in the human terms. He's safe. You have those friends where you can share anything with them and they'll never, ever, ever make you feel unsafe, like you're, like they'll turn it against you. How many of you guys have friends like that where you can just share them the deepest, darkest secrets and you just need somebody to talk and unload on? No judgment, no. You just need somebody just to really, you know, vomit on, you know. And then they don't bring it up against you the next time. You're like, that's how Christ is. He's safe. No wonder he says, come to me. If you're bearing this burden, don't worry. I'm not going to use it against you. I'm here to help you, he says. And I'm gentle and humble of heart. You know what? He comes into town riding a donkey in humility. The psalm, or the Isaiah, the prophet says in Isaiah 42:1 says, behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit on him. He will bring justice to the nations. Watch this, verse 2. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. Now look at this gentleness here. Watch this. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. Verse 4, he will not be disheartened or crushed until he has established justice. But you get this gentleness, and Paul refers this to in 2 Corinthians 10:1. He says, I, Paul, myself, urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. The invitation is this, come to me with your burdens, learn from me, and I'm safe. There's gentleness here, there's humility. There isn't the demands that we think that other people place on it. There's a, because he knows we're sheep, right? Our children. You guys remember when your kids were babies? Come on, remember your kids are babies. At least you have, those of us who have kids or whatever, you know, relatives. When they're babies, you care for them. You're not sure to be too loud, and you know your sense of Christ is just, he understands. Now, we're not babies, but in his eyes, we're still children, right? There's a safety that we have with Christ. And what you'll find is, watch this. I am gentle and humble in heart. Back to Matthew 11, 28 and 29. I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest. You'll discover rest for your soul as you walk with me. You'll discover how gentle I am. So that when Christ leads you, he leads it gently. Or leads it in the way that you'll receive it and understand it. That it doesn't place a burden on you. Remember, Christ bears all of our burdens. On the cross and on that yoke, we're just learning to walk with him. I was thinking about this. I was thinking, I sometimes tend to be harsh. And I'm like, that's not Christ. That's me. I don't want to be harsh. I want to be gentle. I want to be patient. He's very patient. Then he says, verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Walking with Jesus is not stressful, it's restful. If you're stressed out walking with Jesus, you're not hearing right. Walking with Jesus is not stressful. It's restful. There's encouragement. There's supply. There's direction. There's a great amount of patience and love. Jesus doesn't need you to do more things. He just says, come and walk with me. I had a mentor years ago. He's with the Lord now. And, you know, he would say, John, let's go for a walk. We would just start going for a walk. And as we're walking, we would talk about the Lord and talk about life. And it was kind of like just this mentorship where it just was being with that person and learning as you're observing how he handles life and how he walks through things. Okay, I'm picking. It's the same thing with Jesus. As you walk with him, you learn to walk like him. And you find that walking with Christ is not stressful, it's restful. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's like, oh, wow, thank you for that. Because I was burdened. But I give you my burdens and you give me this light burden. I can handle it. And with the supply that you give to us, Lord. My question, and I'm going to finish up here in a second, is, where are you on the rest meter, so to speak? Where are you? Because some of us are needing to come to Christ for the first time. It says, you know, I've been carrying the burden of my sin and my guilt. And Jesus says, come to me. But then he says, once you come to me, walk with me. Take my yoke and learn. Maybe you need to come to Christ for the first time to receive that first gift. Or maybe you need to come and discover the peace and tranquility of Jesus Christ by walking with him. And wherever he has you go in life, his yoke is easy and burden is light. It doesn't mean you're not going to face stressful situations, but he supplies what you need for that stress. He doesn't mean that you're not going to face challenging circumstances or situations, but he can supply the wisdom and the direction that you need for that. The difference, though, is whereas you have walked by yourself on your own with that and not able to handle that, now you have somebody who says, okay, let me show you the way. Maybe Christ is saying, will you discover that peace with me by doing things my way, not your way? You've tried your way, and you're worn out. Come to me, he says, all who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Let's pray. Lord, I just pray right now for anyone here or watching online, or you are calling, they're hearing your call right now, Lord, Maybe there's somebody here watching online who is, they know they're burdened under the weight of guilt for sin. And all their attempts to get rid of that guilt has not worked. Maybe they've tried harder and they've done religious activities and they've tried to fast and pray and cut out things in their life, but still they feel that burden because they're still carrying it. And Christ says, come to me. And maybe some of us are believers and we're hearing your cry and you're saying, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Walk in submission to me. And this is not a harsh submission. This is a gentle, humble submission. Learn from me, and you'll discover rest for your soul. Lord, I just pray that we would come to you, not to another person, not to a program, but to you, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who took upon the cross the weight and the burden of our sins, the guilt of our sins, who gave his life for ours so that he can live his life through us, through the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that we would give you our burdens, our weariness that we're carrying, that we would discover that rest and that we would experience and that rest as we walk, trusting in you, looking to you, learning of you. We thank you, Lord, that walking with you is not stressful, it's restful. And I pray, Lord, for your encouragement on all of us here today and just through this Christmas season, this time of year where there is a lot of stress, that we would take some time to come to Christ devotionally, sitting at the feet of Christ, listening to his word, being strengthened by the Holy Spirit, so that as we get up, we are strengthened with a supernatural strength and peace from having walked with Christ. May we hear your cry, and may we respond and walk with you in surrender and humility in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Why don't we stand up? We don't want to sing one. Let's just sing one verse and then we'll dismiss.
See, is you, Lord, glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord, glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord, glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord, glorify your name. Glorify your name.
Just surrendering our hearts to that rest that God has for us. Let's sing one more time.
Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord, glorify. Lifting it up to Jesus. Oh, fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. How many of you need Jesus this morning? Glorify your name. Fill my life till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify your name. Fill my heart till all they see is you, Lord. Glorify.
Now the God of peace, who who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant of our Lord Jesus, equip you in every good thing to do his will, by doing in us what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you guys. Go in the peace and humility of Christ. Hear him call as your shepherd. We'll see you guys, Lord willing, next week. That's it. We'll see it. Oh, wait. Tear down. Yes. Build me up, not tear me down, right? If you can help out with tearing down, that would be wonderful. And then setting up next week as well. But God bless you guys. Go in God's love.